This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I mean, just fear. Just fear dripping from James Rapine's answer about Sunday. All I heard was he was afraid of Myles Garrett.
I can't believe he wouldn't guarantee it.
Like, I know.
Guaranteeing a Bengals win in the,
it's Cleveland radio.
It's the easiest thing you could do.
He could play that to open every single one of the BengalsTalk.com videos. And, like, we would have given a good reaction.
Now, is the problem there is that Bengals fans would just eye-roll at it and be like, oh, really going out on a limb there, James?
I think it might be that there aren't actually that many real Bengals fans.
Is that the problem?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't recall that being a wealth of fandom in my travels and experiences.
Even more reason to shoot from the hip, then.
That's true. Well, but if you're going to pander, you want a bigger group of people to pander to. I think that's the point.
Although I guess if you get it wrong while calling a win on a 5.5-point favorite, that is about as low as it gets.
Yeah, I know. But again, he should be supremely confident.
He should be. That's the part that escapes me. He talked about how great their practices have been, how great their spring training has been. Every aspect of this team had looked really, really good to James, and then he just kind of didn't want to go the whole distance.
The Bengals have gone so hard in the paint in trying to win week one against a team that might win 3 to 5 games this year.
Well, so he refuted that. At least that was my impression of that. He kind of really downplayed what Ross was trying to sell us, that this was their Super Bowl. He made the point that they had started out that way, but then in the previous month or so, it had just kind of, that chatter had kind of gone to the background. So I'm interested to find out what the real truth is there.
Yeah, I think, of course, He's got the fear of Myles Garrett in him. He's trying to downplay how much this game means to him because he knows what's going to happen in a very close game that might go either way.
I feel like maybe we've made a little bit too much out of the idea that this is their Super Bowl because we want them to feel as if they really do have a lot on it. But history would suggest it should be. When you're 1-11 and you're Zach Taylor, and Joe Burrow's record is even worse when it comes to the first 2 weeks of the season, you have to win these type of games.
Now, I was relieved to hear that from the Browns' perspective, Myles Garrett was back at practice today.
Yeah.
I think we had all gotten to the point where we had read, reread, triple read, quadruple read, had relatives read and then explain it to us, Mary Kay's report, where there was a suggestion that there could have been an MRI on Myles Garrett's hip. So to see that he was back today at practice, it definitely allowed us just to kind of breathe a little bit and just get back to getting hyped up for this game that could turn into a 3-sack performance for Myles.
So are we back to the extreme expectations for Myles? Are we going to put the injury to the side, or are we still going to go to this being not an excuse, but a reason for if he doesn't dominate?
That sounds like an excuse.
I mean, I don't know how else to put it, but if he doesn't dominate this poor offensive line.
It's his hip?
Did he have an MRI? Did he not have an MRI? You tell me.
I don't think anybody definitively knows because it wasn't reported. It was just potentially suggested.
I don't think he'd get an MRI just for the fun of it, right?
I don't know what he's into.
But if you're, is that his kink?
He just really likes being MRI.
He loves MRIs?
Well, I mean, think about it. If you had that kind of body definition, you would want to see that on the big screen anyway.
How
right?
hard is he going to try to
show
me
your tricks, big boy?
how hard is he going to try to sell to us that he is dealing with something and is banged up a little bit versus what you always find with him where it's like, oh, no, yeah, I'm going to play. We're good to go.
I think not only do I think Miles will have a big game on Sunday, I think this is the rare case. I don't know that I want to definitively lock in the word need, but I've been so irritated with Miles from the leadership stuff to then everybody's being like, we shouldn't expect him to be a leader, which I think is the ultimate cop-out that we would never give to any other player in NFL stinking history in this town. But somehow, Miles gets a cop-out for the leadership issues on this team, and the fact that he said he wanted to be a leader and then wanted to trade because he wanted to go somewhere to win and then settled for $40 million 5 weeks later, and then the entire offseason where he's kind of been a little... standoffish at points with the media as if we requested the trade for him and then took the money and ran. I would like to see Myles Garrett get back to reminding me why Miles is one of my favorite players, which is where you go ahead and kick ass and take
And games. I do have different expectations. As long as the season goes the way that we think it's going to go, I have different expectations in week one when the games still matter more and when the games still feel like you're playing for something instead of week 12 or week 13.
Or when week like the five
season,
or six.
Yeah, when the season's just shot. You know what I mean? Like when if you're a 3-win season this year and it's week 13 or 14, I kind of get it in many ways. I do, Miles. I really do. I'm not going to hammer you there. I really won't. But week one, when you still have the season in front of you, I need you to be your very best.
And this is a matchup that even if the other defensive linemen haven't been good, he's been great. And you know, listen, if I'm going to say the same thing about, hey, your strengths are in their weaknesses, their strengths are in your weaknesses. Mm-hmm. Like if we talk about the matchup from that side of things, there's no easier matchup for I shouldn't say no. There are very few easier matchups on the docket for Miles on any given year than an offensive line that the Bengals have just habitually failed to ever get right. And by the way, that doesn't just it's not just my Miles prediction here, it's the rest of the defensive line as well. If you're going to eat over these next couple weeks, this is the game you start. Because if you can't dominate this, and it's better. It is a better offensive line than it was 3 years ago.
You still have mysteries, though.
That's like, because they were awful.
I know, but like Fairchild, for instance, making his rookie debut, I don't know what he's going to be in that offensive line. He could absolutely stink up the joint. It's the weird thing about Joe Burrow is they've had chances to go ahead and beef up that offensive line. In fact, that was one of the most famous things they've ever done is say Penei Sewell, who, by the way, turned out to be really, really good. No, thank you. We want Jamar Chase. It worked out in Joe's favor in many, many ways. But he's always put the offensive piece in the skill position part of the ball in favor over the offensive line. And so, like, Joe, these are the type of games you put yourself into.
Well, and I'm going to come back to Miles specifically. If this team wants to surprise, if this team listens to our show and gets consistently upset because we are we think they're a 3-5 win team, or you know, other shows talk to quarterbacks and you know, Seneca Wallace, and they all of a sudden think it's an 8-win team, like it, or Luke McCown or Josh, any of the McCowns, Randy McCown, Timmy McCown.
Oh, did you get the invite to the family reunion as well?
Every year.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's just so many McCowns, so little time.
That's what I always say.
But if you're pissed, if you're furious, if you think we're slighting you, well, this is the show me game. And listen, I'm not going to be the guy that after this win, I go, oh, yep, all right, you're not a 5-win team, but this is the game that you go ahead and start making that case for because it's an advantageous matchup, which it's tough to say that against Baltimore, Green Bay, Detroit, Minnesota, or Pittsburgh.
These are the layups. It's not even late in the season.
Ooh, I don't love calling it a layup.
For Miles?
Oh, for Miles. Okay.
It's about as easy as it gets for Miles. Like, these are the easy ones. This is the matchup that you should be, you know, chomping at the bit to go ahead and really dominate. Like, this is it for you. There's really no excuses. And like, again, even if it was late in the season, we could be like, well, Miles, sometimes later in the year, he's a little banged up. He's a little beat up. He's got this going on. He's just not as good later on in the year as he is in the early parts of the season. We've heard all that stuff. This is week one. Like, go out there and show us something.
Well, and I'll continue to come back to it. Maybe need is the wrong word. I want an...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
As a fan, I need a reminder of why it's good business to keep Miles here.
Why $40 million is a worthwhile venture?
Well, just the whole thing. Because you know, because here's the thing. I'm going to roll my eyes every time he talks if you go 3-14. I'm going to roll my eyes every time.
You might do it even if we go like 10-7 and he looks awesome.
Okay, that's fair. I mean,
I'm not really in the business of Miles speaking and me being like, I need to hear what he has to say and believe him at face value.
Yeah, probably never again. But this is how you make up for it. And you can't make up for it by suddenly being a better leader, because I just think that I'm going to accept defeat on this regard. Yeah, we no longer expect you to be a leader. We expect you to be an incendiary football player. And I, much like last year, where it felt like because of the injuries, because of the roster flaws, it felt like Miles most weeks was keeping your defense afloat while having feet injuries, while dealing with this, that, and the other, right? Okay. Well, keep us afloat now. And I don't think he has to carry the same weight now that he did last year. But I'm ready. I'm ready to put to bed all the nonsense of this offseason. But you go out there, if everybody else eats on Sunday and Miles doesn't, it's going to feel a little light to me, well, given that he's a $40 million man and it's just drugged the whole thing through the mud this
offseason. There is a way that it works in his favor, though, because he can obviously have a lot of pressures and he can have a lot of attention on him. He could be double-teamed, and then all of a sudden you watch someone like McGuire or Alex Wright or even Mason Graham. I know Mason Graham's not expected to have a million sacks this year, but have a lot of those guys then get home. And like that, like there is ways that Miles can impact a game even while not getting to the quarterback at an elite rate.
Yeah, I always hate that idea of, well, you guys, you don't understand. He doesn't have sacks, but he's got pressures. It's like, yeah, okay, but what do we? it's almost like the idea of
it's sad because we just don't have enough ways in the box score to really kind of figure out what exactly he's done.
Yeah, but sacks still matter.
Sacks do matter. I'm not trying to belittle sacks, but also he can impact a game even just by getting pressures and even just opening things up for someone like Mason Graham.
I'm not gonna clap for, oh, you really opened that one up.
No. But I don't, if he disappears on Sunday, I would imagine there's probably a strong reason. I would imagine it's because the Bengals are throwing 2 and 3 guys at him at every single play.
I think you're already making excuses for Miles.
No, it's not that. Like, this is the game he's supposed to look good in. This is the one. If there's ever going to be a game that he's supposed to look good in, this would be it. But also, if I turn around and he had half of a sack and didn't seem like his notable, his usual self in the box score, I'm sure there's going to be a reasonable explanation why. He's just too good to just be a complete no-show in a game like this.
216-474-0092 with Myles Garrett, with James Rapine openly admitting the fear of Myles Garrett. The question becomes, does Myles need a big game one, week one, against the Bengals? And I also think, listen, I do think there's something in Joe Burrow's head about 95. And it makes sense. Because Miles has feasted against him, and so while Mason Graham getting a sack, okay, but Joe doesn't have history with that. Joe doesn't have history with Isaiah McGuire, Shelby Harris.
It's the fear of Miles Garrett. That's the difference.
Well, but how do you get fear? You go ahead and reinforce
that. He's already gotten fear. He's earned the right of fear
throughout
his Hall of Fame career
ass.
Already. Well, but again, if they just put everything over on Miles, that is a way to disrupt the game while also not disrupting it with sacks.
And he's also gotten sacks when he's been double and triple teamed.
And he can do both.
This double and triple team is not the same thing as what you might see against Baltimore, who I feel like every offensive lineman they have is 350.
But are you not curious to find out what exactly the Bengals' response to Miles is and just how much attention they do put on him?
No, because they haven't been that smart in the first place.
But that's what I wonder. Al Golden is a different part of this. And so, Sweet Lou, there's a real chance that he just didn't know what to do with Miles. I don't know that Al Golden does either, but at least it might be a different look.
Well, but it's the same offensive coordinator. It's the same O-line coach that at points has just been like, we're going to go one-on-one with Miles.
Yeah. No, it's not unfair to suggest that they don't know what they're doing with Miles Garrett. That's not unfair. But I do wonder how much attention. It's almost like the Ohio State-Texas game, where it's like, how much are they going to put on Jeremiah Smith after making sure that was their only thing they did in the semifinal game, was just locking down Jeremiah Smith?
I'll go one step further. Does Miles have to have an elite game for the Browns to win? Meaning, if anything less than elite, can he go ahead?
Here's what I know. He can have an elite game and the Browns still lose. We know that. It's more important Joe Flacco has an elite game than it is Miles Garrett has an elite game.
Show your work.
Joe Flacco having an elite game?
If Joe Flacco has
an elite game, 300 yards, 3 touchdowns, out-duels Joe Burrow, that's way more important to me than Miles Garrett having a 4-sack game.
I don't know how to say this one without it coming out insulting. So I'm stalling
for time. It's just going to insult me.
I know. And now the fact that I've said it might be insulting.
Get ready to insult me. I'm on the side of points. Now go ahead and insult me.
I think your read on this, I don't think it's going to be a shootout. I don't. I would be surprised.
I don't either, because I don't think Joe's going to score enough points to make it a shootout.
Which Joe? Joe Burrow?
No, Flacco. And you know what Joe I'm talking about.
Well, no, I don't think Joe Burrow's going to put up a lot of points.
Joe Flacco going for 300 yards and being a better quarterback than Joe Burrow puts you in the driver's seat to win this game.
I don't care about yardage.
Miles Garrett can have 4 sacks and make Joe Burrow's life hell every other play, but it's not going to matter the same way if Joe Flacco is just tearing it up, going up and down the field at will.
Yeah, the Browns at no point should consider themselves, should they consider it a smart idea for themselves to get into a shootout here. And how you avoid that is Miles and the guys do their work, and then you avoid a shootout by controlling the
We watched Miles Garrett have a 4-sack game last year that you lost to Justin Herbert and the Chargers with.
We've seen him take over games. At what point in the season
was that?
We've
seen him take over games, and it just not even matter.
That was after the season was pretty much lost. This is the beginning of the season.
It was 2 months in. It's not like it was crazy.
That was lost. That was after Deshaun popped his Achilles.
Okay, but it would have been in that game. It would have been so much more important for whichever quarterback it even was, because I can't even remember at this point, to have thrown for 300 yards and 3 touchdowns and lit up the scoreboard instead of Miles getting 4 sacks.
I will tell you, I think Joe Flacco, the Browns, should definitely try and go out there and have a lighted up war with Joe Burrow. That seems like a way to win. That's just me. Does Miles Garrett need a big week one against the Bengals? Thomas, Mike, you guys as well. We'll continue on with that. And it's more than just about the Browns in 2025. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.